Chepek, Kuduelo, Mabiro, etu under mic. Dung parodit kod joke, mawoye etu under mic. Seche tin sud buta, wawinji etu under mic. Wola wachokre, wabed ping, biwawinje. Erochako, the moment ndi.
Two and a mic.
Podcast makende.
Who are our honorable men? What do we do with honorable men? Modern politicians want to take us back to times that in their minds were better. They mean when they were children and their parents let them do whatever they wanted. They mean back to the days when decisions were made by others and they were completely oblivious to the needs of society. They perhaps think back to their days at school. They remember the old stories. They remember their energy. They remember their youth. They remember all the bright thoughts and dreams. They remember the romance of the classics. They remember the honor those classics referred to. The romantic and noble fictions of their easygoing lives when all they had to do was sit in class, write homework, and plan their next date or party or game. They want to take us back to when things were better. They want to make today better by doing so. They want us to benefit from those days. But those days never existed. Those days were fantasy. They were fiction. They were thoughts brought on by the genius of the classical authors and poet romantics. They were the days infused by Shakespeare, Byron, Keats, Dante, Goethe, Dickens, Jack London, Mary Shelley. They contained complicated love and noble nuances that soothed teenage rebels into believing they were on the fringe of creating a world for the future. They want to take us back to a world that never existed outside of the classroom. They want to take us back to a world of Socrates and Plato and Aristotle. They want us to recreate Homer's Iliad and the Odyssey, speak of virtue, intelligence, and endurance. They want us to take the path either of the golden warrior or upgraded even to Socrates' citizen of balanced bravery, generosity, justice, and piety. They want to take us back to times that didn't exist. The citizens in those days were not the citizens of today. These writings and stories were not for the everyday citizen we consider ourselves to be today. These were the noble citizens. These were the privileged. These were the elites of antiquity. They were noble because they mattered. The rest were slaves or servants and could be raped and butchered at will by a citizen. But our politicians don't mention any of these things. The hypocrisy of our politicians reminds me of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. Let us consider that famous speech by Mark Antony. I'm sure you remember it. If you don't, allow me to refresh your mind. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault. And grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honourable man. So are they all honourable men. Come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Brutus says he was ambitious. And Brutus is an honourable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, Whose ransoms did the general coffers fill? Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When that the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept, ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honourable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal I thrice presented him a kingly crown. When he did thrice refuse, was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure, he is an honourable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? O judge, when thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason, bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar, and I must pause till it come back to me. These are the people we have before us today. These are our politicians. They are the murderers, not of Caesar, but of the ideals of nobility, the real nobility that has never existed. They are the murderers of ideas, the ideas that were created by ordinary people to protect other ordinary people. They are the honourable men who know not the honour their position and privilege demanded of them. They are the classic citizens who see their lives and their whims so far above that of the modern citizen that the laws of ordinary society do not apply to them. They can consort with their optimatis, the Epsteins, and the corrupt billionaire friends, and the climate-destroying oil magnates, and the genocide-complicit military complexes, because the damage, death, and desecration dealt to the popularis of today matters as much as it did to the Romans. And to them it didn't matter a jot. So these honourable men and women who speak of the bringing back of the good days, well, they are doing just that. They are recreating the feudal order. They are returning the patrician class back to Rome. They are building a very clear social tier system, and the plebeians are voting for it. We are voting for them to take away our livelihoods, our health care, our education, our rights and protections, our social security, and our dignity. And when they have finally taken the last on that list, the dignity, then they will have triumphed, because they will have made life great again, exactly for the people they always had intended that life to be great for, the elite. So when you vote for these honourable men, don't forget who made it all possible. You did. This is Two and a Mic. Rise up and be curious.
Two and a mic. Two and a mic.